So, Ron, it's the 21st anniversary of the International Day of People with Disability, a significant milestone and a time to reflect on achievements of people with disability in Australia and all around the world. What achievements will you be reflecting on this year?
When people turn 21, it's a time to reflect upon their lives. I have three grown-up children who've reached 21 over the years, and I've suggested they should reflect on their lives. And we think it's a time to reflect upon the lives of we persons with disabilities. Over the last 21 years, we've seen significant achievements. We've seen changes in the old, out-of-date, stereotyped attitudes of we people with disabilities. We've now seen in 2011 the National Disability Strategy agreed to by all federal, state and territory governments, which is helping the lives of we persons with disabilities. We have seen this year on the 1st of July the launch of the National Disability Insurance Scheme in four launch sites, which will again help we persons with disabilities. I'll also be celebrating Development for All, which has a project of AusAid dealing with disability and helping persons with disabilities in countries around the world, particularly in our Asian and Pacific region.
You actually have been a really passionate advocate for people with disabilities, not only here in Australia, but also internationally. You've served as the chair of the United Nations Committee on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities and currently the vice chair. What drives this passion to advocate for people with disabilities?
I had an awakening when I finished being Dean of the University of Sydney Law School and had gone about as high in the academic career as I wanted to go. And my former student, Robert McClelland, was Attorney General, and he asked, would I stand as a candidate to be elected on the United Nations Committee for the Rights of Persons with Disabilities? This committee monitors the Disabilities Convention throughout the world, and now 138 countries and the European Union have ratified it. I ended up being elected and being an inaugural member of that committee and then served as chair for 3 years. And now that my term is up, I'm vice chair till the end of next year. It made me think about the plight of persons with disabilities beyond my own area of blindness. I had to think about the plight of my sisters and brothers with mobility problems in wheelchairs. I had to think about the plight of my deaf and hard of hearing sisters and brothers. I had to think about my sisters and brothers with cognitive and or psychosocial disabilities. And then I had to think about what it was like if you were a person with disabilities in a developing country. 80% of we 1 billion people, that's 15% of the world's population who are persons with disabilities, 18% of us live in the developing world where services are few. And disability, even in Australia, is synonymous with poverty. So in some ways, I've had a second career, and I've moved from really looking at blindness and low vision, which I can appreciate has been my focus. I'm a deputy chair of Vision Australia, the largest welfare organisation for blind people in Australia. And now I've been put onto a broader stage where I've recognised my own good fortune in living in Australia and having a career. But I've also learned to appreciate the problems confronting us all around the world. The world is a very uneven place, and those of us who are born here are really part of a lucky minority.
In your message for this day, you spoke about your own lived experience of disability. You were born totally blind and have fought hard to gain a career in law. What are some of the struggles that you did face, and how did you overcome them?
When I was five, I went to school at what was then the Royal Victorian Institute for the Blind. Previously, it had been known as the Royal Victorian Asylum for the Blind. In those days, grown-up blind people made baskets and worked as telephone operators. I wanted to carve out a broader career, and so I had to struggle and work hard in school. I had to learn Braille, and in those days, there were not even tape recorders to help we blind people. It wasn't until I got into high school that reel-to-reel tape recorders were around, and then later on cassette tape recorders, and that meant that I could have read onto tape books and material and read them back at my leisure. And that's the way I worked right throughout university, right throughout graduate school when I studied at Queen's University, Canada, And I worked that way as a law academic at Melbourne's Monash University right up until the really beginning of computers in the late 1980s.
In Canada, you actually enlisted the help of a prison to read your law books into tapes. Can you tell me a bit about that?
Yes. Students had been reading to me, of course. Students have been reading to me throughout my life. But in the summer break of 1973, the students went home and I was looking for readers. I'd been helping out at the Collins Bay Jail with a group called the 10 Plus Club. These were guys who were in for 10 years or more. So I said, would any of you guys like to read to me over the summer now the students have gone home? And one of them said, well, Ron, we ain't going anywhere, so we'd be happy to help. So I gave them a tape recorder and a couple of books, and they read for me. I found it quite extraordinary that they, who hadn't had many chances in their lives, many had come from broken and disruptive homes, were helping me, who was a child of advantage. I was a British Commonwealth scholar, and they were helping me onto a career that they could only dream about. But they were great friends, great mates. And, you know, I think it's really human to give. And if you're in jail, you can't do much giving. And so I think they found helping me a release. And, you know, it's also human to receive with good grace. And I've received so much from people. And I think we need to learn not only to give, but to receive graciously with open arms.
Part of this day is also an opportunity for us to make a positive contribution to the lives of people with disabilities as well. Who are some of the other people in your life who have made a positive contribution to you, and how have they supported and helped you?
Well, I'd have to begin with my wife, Professor Mary Croc. We're actually sitting in her office while she's out at a conference. She and I became engaged 6 weeks after knowing each other. And we've been married now for almost 28 years. She has been an extraordinary support to me and has helped me over the last three decades in being a university professor, in being an advisor to governments, in being a dean of a law school, and in working at the United Nations. So I owe a great deal to her. I owe a great deal to my late mum, who was determined that I would grow up as an ordinary child and would learn the benefits and burdens, and that I wouldn't be mollycoddled. I owe a great deal to many of my teachers, from Evelyn, my kindergarten teacher, who taught me at kindergarten and ended up reading me books when I was at university. I owe a huge debt to my students, past and present, who've helped me by reading to me and helping me over the last 41 years. Before computers, you know, my students used to have to help me by reading me cases and statutes while I was teaching them, which is sort of an unusual process. But I gained great friends. Some of them have been important politicians and judges. And most, of course, are ordinary women and men now, mums and dads and lawyers and citizens of our great country.
What would be your advice for people who do want to make a positive contribution to the lives of people with disability? What can we do?
One of the first questions we ask is, what do you do? Why do we ask people that? Because I think work defines us. What do? Are you a radio broadcaster? Are you a lawyer? It tells us something about the person. And we persons with disabilities want to work. We want to use our talents to help build this great nation of ours. You know, most of we persons with disabilities are either unemployed, underemployed, in part-time employment, or in low-level jobs. In 2009, the latest date on which statistics are available, the labour force participation rate of we persons with disabilities from the ages of 15 to 64 was approximately 52%. The labour participation rate for the rest of Australia was 82%. We come at the bottom of the league table of the OECD list of developed countries in promoting the employment of we persons with disabilities. My message to 103.2 listeners, a great radio station, is see if you're running a business, have you looked out to employ a person with disabilities? Have you even thought about that? And for general people, have you sought to befriend a person with disabilities? You know, we're just the same as you and I and everybody. There are a few of us who are geniuses, which is not me. there are a few bad apples, as in any group, but most of us, persons with disabilities, we simply muddle along like the rest of the Australian community.
The theme for this year's International Day of People with Disability is Break Barriers and Open Doors to Realise an Inclusive Society for All. What does this mean to you?
I want to break down barriers to ensure that Australia is truly inclusive. I want the 18.5% of we persons with disabilities to be included in all aspects of life, sport, culture, employment, family, etc. I want Australia to open up and be inclusive to all groups, to gay groups, to refugees, to women, to men, to people of religious groups and different faiths and people of no faiths. I want us to be an open, caring and tolerant society, and I want my sisters and brothers with disability to take their places, or should I say, take our places as part of the warp and width of Australian society and allow us to join hands with you to work together, to play together, to live together and to help build this great country of ours.